that if I'm going to replace it. I have to talk to my plumber. I may replace it. I'm not sure. It could be 8. If it's 80 years old, I'm going to have to replace it. If it's fairly new, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I know I had the water company come and replace the meter because it kept freezing. Was it down deep enough? So they came and replaced the meter.
I'm more concerned about electric and where the furnace and hot water heater were going to be.
Everything's new. It's all new.
Location.
Up in the attic.
So you're going to be in the attic?
Yes. I'm going to have 3/4 inch.
No, that's second floor. So no. Furnace is in the attic.
Furnace is in the attic.
Hot water's in the second.
Central air's in the attic. Hot water heater is second floor, right? Mm-hmm. Second floor?
Yeah.
Second floor.
Where?
It's to the washer and dryer. Yes. The utility room. Second floor.
Where's the condenser going to be on the AC?
It's going to be suspended above the garage.
On the rear above the garage door.
You see this?
I got to move it up a foot though.
It's got to go up a foot. It's got to be because of flood plain.
They have it on the plan. That's good.
I got to move. I got to move it up a foot though because it's only a 12. I got to make it 13.
We got to go 13 on that.
It's no big deal. Bump it up.
Can we just go back to utilities for a second?
Sure.
If you don't mind. One of my concerns when making a comment is whether it's newer or use the existing is basically the cuts into the roadway. And if you're replace them, you're going to have new trenches into the roadway. And if you have multiple trenches to repair to the roadway, I don't want to have multiple trenches. I want to have
one patch.
One patch.
Right.
So
I agree with you there.
So if you're going to replace them, and I'm not saying we have to know today, but if you're going to replace them, a note and a detail on the plan. If you do replace them, showing that it's one common patch.
I got it.
Do you require road openings? Road openings required?
That's not really a zoning board issue.
It's a trench detail.
Yeah.
Typically shown on plan.
I can provide whatever you need, the proper details for the pavement repair. If we decide that we need to open up the road, we don't know that yet. I mean, we will have to get in there and inspect. Mm-hmm. The plumber's going to look at the water, probably the sewer when we're going out.
Are there anything in the technical requirements of this subsection C, this 1-6, the engineer's report, that you have any problems with? Or you can just say they're going to all be complied with.
Okay. I went down and talked to the zoning officer before. I just want to note that he did not cite on number 2 in the permit that I went for about the lot coverage.
Doesn't matter.
The 70, did you see that?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Doesn't matter? Okay.
We have to straighten out all the messes when they
come. Okay, and he also said to me that I didn't give him the plans, the new plans, which I brought down to the town 2 weeks ago. So, and he's also CC'd.
The zoning officer?
Yeah. He's also CC'd.
Well, he just tells you about whether you violated any ordinance requirements. The construction official is the one that's going to look at the plans and
I don't know why, but he was a little irritated. He goes, I can't do anything for you. I said, I just want to know. Because I told him about the 16 feet, instead of it being 20. I said, I'm doing 16 because I had to go 4 feet. And those plans.
Either number would have required a variance. The 20 wouldn't. If you had 20, it wouldn't need a variance. But the 16 would.
Right. But the thing is, I told him I did not cite it on the first one because I didn't know I was going back 4 more feet. But when I did the room sizes, I realized it wasn't feasible. And that's why. He goes, well, make sure you tell them in the meeting, just so they know. So I'm just letting you know that.
Reacting to a question.
So
the answer to my question on C1-6, under the technical comments, which are on page 3 of the engineer's report.
All right.
I just want to make it clear that there are no
objections.
In other words, you'll all be complied with.
See. The next page.
I have little notes. Let me just look. Okay, section 21-79.
You don't have to read them to us. Just tell us C1-6. What do you
mean? Number.
You're not on C.
Technical comments.
Sorry. Everything's good. I'm going to approve all of that.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you I'm going to do all of that.
Okay.
Whatever you want me to do, I'm doing.
Okay.
You want an apron? You got it.
Wonderful.
Can that apron just be flat? It doesn't have to come up at an angle, does it?
That's the greater property. I mean,
it's flat.
Why are you making it difficult? It's flat. Don't worry about it.
Because when you say apron to me, I'm an engineer, it means it comes up and flattens out.
That
means it goes up 6 inches.
Really?
You don't have 6 inches.
It's just really an entry.
Right.
The
don't know what you're, I just...
Well, there's actually a little bit of ground that's like a little hill there.
Well, you don't want the stormwater running into the, going into the garage.
Right. You make it go down right away from the house.
Well, I'm just making sure it's not 6 feet high and has to come up.
If the floor of the garage is at the same elevation as the street, it's not going anywhere.
Well, it's a little bit higher, but there's not much grade change yet.
Now, as far as the driveway goes from North Street, I wanted to make it impervious. I wanted to make it so the water drains. Is that okay? Or do I need to put concrete?
Impervious or pervious?
Pervious.
Pervious.
You want the...
You want to be able to...
Yes. Well, if you made it impervious, that would count towards lot coverage.
Right.
Which
so
you don't want to do.
It's not going to be concrete. It's going to be stone.
Stone.
Okay?
Yeah. Seashells.
Whereas, yeah. Or seashells.
Clam shells.
Good, whatever. I got the wrong terminology. And okay, so that's so good.
Where is that?
I think that was the...
All right. Quick review on the variances we're looking at. We're looking at one side yard setback, 8 feet to 4 feet. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're looking for building coverage. The rear yard setback is going to be, that's still 16 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have that.
Actually, it's not rear, it's two front.
Correct. They're both front set because of the streets
right.
On the
sides.
But we're referring to the part...
But you're talking about North Street.
The North Street
sign.
It's going to be
okay.
16 mm-hmm. feet. All right.
This is sick.
Building coverage is going to be 40 feet instead... I mean, 40% instead of 33.
Mm-hmm.
And lot coverage is going to be... is okay.
Yeah.
Lot coverage is okay.
Yes. Like, well...
And height is okay.
Okay.
Okay. And...
And then you have the pre-existing.
And there is some ordinance relief as far as the setback on Cornwall. 21.79.
No, 20.
Yeah,
20.
That's what we're getting. That's what we're getting to now. We all agree on what your variances are. Now you have to convince us that's what.
Before we do that, can we get Mr. Winkle's qualifications?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Why don't you tell us your background?
30 years as a professional engineer, worked with several engineering firms, been to probably over 40 different boards throughout the state, all zoning and planning. I was assistant township engineer in Friedel Township, also served as the zoning and planning board engineer, being the assistant township engineer, so I was also on the board as the engineer.
You're New Jersey licensed?
Yes.
Okay. So I think you're about to talk about your setback from Cornwall.
Okay, that's the 21.79 you're talking about? That is because my lot is going to be conforming with all the other houses on the street. That's why... It was not cited by the zoning officer, according to him. I just spoke to him this evening. And I believe I stated that in the first meeting.
Not testimony.
Okay.
Anything
happened. Throw that out. So I have relief because everyone else is the same. I'm going to be conforming, which actually is more desirable than the way it looks now, because I have all frontage and I'm sitting way back.
Well, in the upper corner of exhibit, whatever that exhibit is.
A11.
It appears that on the Cornwall side, the 1, 2, 3, the four houses to your immediate right, which would be to the east, are all almost online. Similar to your, your old house is not.
Proposed.
And the one immediately to your west, which would be to your left, is the same as the others, basically, the way it looks. The net one after that, a little bit further back, looks like it might be conforming, hard to tell. So of the seven houses, including yours, only one will be set back a reasonable distance from Cornwall. All the others are almost on the street.
I mean, I could pull mine up a little bit if you wanted me to bring it more, but that's kind of silly because you need some kind of something there. These guys are right on the street. I don't like that.
Yeah, these pictures all show the houses along the street there.
I don't know.
And your proposal
is
that you be
28,
the beginning
right
of the deck will be 8 feet from Cornwall.
I think it looks more desirable, right? Unless you think you want me to bring it up.
Wait a minute. You got it. It's a question.
Oh, so
you need the answer.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And the staircase is 1 1/3 feet from Cornwall.
Correct.
Tell us why you need the staircase to be designed in that fashion as opposed to a straight up.
I don't know. Why is
it? Straight up from where?
From the street.
I don't know why.
Well, you don't have enough room to get that rise.
Yeah, I don't think,
Or is it because you need it for the height?
I think it has something to do with
you can run it parallel to the deck all the way up, but I think it would be off center.
You're not going to need stairs that way.
Or you can actually come up under the deck, too.
Okay.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that why we turn it that way?
Yeah.
So it'll be a lot.
So basically your testimony as far as the setback on Cornwall is that it's in keeping with properties probably within 200 feet
correct
of yours. Some of them, according to A11, some of the structures are foot or so from the curb.
Mm-hmm.
A few are set back more, but their decks or porches are come almost to the curb.
Correct.
Okay. Everyone's familiar with Cornwall or Cornwall?
Whichever one.
Both those streets?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anyone have any questions about the Cornwall setback?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about your North Street setback, which is 16 feet, as opposed to 20.
Yeah, that was originally I brought to you for 36 feet, the structure in the depth. Now I want to do it 40. And the reason being, and I stated this before, I'm going to say it one more time, it's the rooms would be super inadequate.
Okay, we understand that.
Okay. Okay. That is why I added the 2 feet to the back and 2 feet to the kitchen.
It's taking away from the frontage in the back.
The package in the front.
Right.
Now the property to your east looks like that structure goes fairly close to North Street. Didn't we have a picture?
That looks like it goes street to street.
That's a depth back on the back of that.
No,
that's a little deceiving.
No depth from either.
It's kind of a deck in the back, but yeah, it does go quite a ways back.
Is that a two-story home?
I don't even know what house that is.
Oh, it's one story.
Okay, that's
one and a half, if you want to call it that.
Small people on the second floor. I mean, what's...
Well, when the roof comes down. Get away with it. It's an illegal two-family. It's an illegal two-family. One story downstairs and a half upstairs for the relatives. Yeah, that does. It's got a small deck on the back, but yeah, it comes back pretty far. I'd say he's got about an 8-foot deck on the back.
Anybody have board members here? Do we have anyone have an issue with the 16 feet North Street setback?
I have no problem with it at all.
Okay. All right. And then the side yard setback, the 4 feet instead of 8 feet. I think we discussed that was a general improvement, and especially having it shifted to the other side of the property.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any other testimony you'd like to make?
Let me just look at my little notes here. Okay, you wanted to know about positive criteria and negative criteria?
Oh, that's kind of what we were trying to do.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you have to justify. I mean, we kind of went through. We know about the front yard and the backyard. Yeah.
We know the size of the lots over there, so it is, you know there's limits to what you can do.
Really, the only negative criteria is the fact there's going to be construction going on.
Well,
but either way,
not forever, right?
That's temporary.
Yeah, it's just a temporary thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and plus a drop in a modular, which is what I'm trying to accomplish. Build it in a month.
It'll be quick.
Yeah, so I can do the foundation while they're building it.
Okay. They can make the swing on North Street there.
They'll come and shut it out. So basically, everything else I think is addressed. Do you think there's anything else that has to be addressed?
Yeah. Anything else that was earth-shattering on there?
All right. Okay, so I think that's it.
Okay. All right, I just want to make sure that you feel like you're
questions?
You're done.
I think you'll understand what I'm trying to accomplish here. I'm actually going to improve the neighborhood.
Okay. So does any board members have any particular questions? I'm going to move on to the public. Any member of the public, the one that we got here to have, this is for questions of the witness from their testimony.
I don't have any questions, I just...
If you have a comment, I'm going to get to that in a minute.
Okay.
It'll be less in a minute.
Less than a minute, okay. All right. It's just the procedure, okay.
They would call that a New York minute, yes.
Okay.
Less than 60.
Okay, so... So now, there are members of the public who like comments.
I live on North Street.
Okay, ma'am, what's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Georgiana Horn, H-O-R-N.
I took that part, I got it. What's the first name?
Georgiana
G. Oh, Georgiana.
O-R-G-E-A-N-N-A.
And your address, please?
29 North Street.
Okay, you want to raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you give before the hearing, be the truth, all the truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead.
My personal opinion, the house is way too big for that lot. I'm sorry to say. All the houses around that, the house has been in my family for about 70 years. They're all summer bungalows that have been converted into homes. I understand it's in a flood zone. I get that. But I don't think the house needs to be so high that you can park cars under it. And I think it's going to add a lot of unnecessary traffic to North Street. It's a very quiet street. There's only like 5 houses that use that street. And where my house is, if I'm parked in front of the house, I don't think you're going to be able to clear it to get into that driveway.
Which one is yours?
It's the brown house.
I mean, if you're facing on Cornwell looking at her house, which one are you? You're the one with the space and then the house? Like a side yard that's decent size and then the house?
I'm right between her house and the other house that has the side yard. Not the chain link fence side, the other side.
Brown house behind me?
Are you to the left or to the right of their house?
If you're on Cornwall facing her house, I'm to the left.
You're the next one to the left.
So you have the big side yard.
That's why I asked.
She's on North Street. Oh,
I'm the back of the house.
The guy behind us.
So the front of my house is the back of her house.
Can you do me a favor?
Right.
I don't know if I'm the only one so obtuse here.
I think I have a picture of
on this A11, if in this little drawing up in the corner.
I think I can see their house.
I'm right here. This is her house, right? This dark one. I'm this one. Right.
Oh, you're across the street.
I'm right across the street, diagonal.
Okay.
But I'm only like 11 steps from the house. I'm not even 20 feet away.
Okay, got it.
So right now, her house comes right up to North Street.
It comes right to North Street.
Okay, and after with her plans, instead of being 11 steps from the house, you'll be like 27 steps from the house.
But North Street's the one way, so everyone, there's no parking. No one has driveways. We all park to the left of the street. So it's going to be more traffic, and where I park, I don't think she can clear it for her driveway.
This house has a
And I just don't, I feel if your house is on a corner, your driveway should be on this street, not adding more traffic to another street. And it's just big. I think it's just too big.
Tell us about the house that's next to it. In other words, if you were going diagonally, it went one more to the east.
Of the house?
Yes, across the street from you. If you were looking out your front door to the left of the subject.
To the left of her?
Yep.
That's where the chain link fence is. That's where there's the deck.
That, in this picture we're looking at, or not picture, but the drawing, it looks like that house goes almost street to street. It covers almost the whole lot. Is that correct?
It does sit back a little bit. The deck goes right to the street. They have a deck back there.
Okay.
In the back of their house, and it leads up to their chain link fence.
But if you don't, if you chop in your head, chop that deck off, it looks like the cut, I'm assuming the cutout is where the deck is, and the cutout looks deeper than, on this drawing we're looking at, it looks deeper than her proposal. Does that make sense to you?
Probably, but it's not as high.
Because it's a ranch, is that right?
It's a little house. There are little houses down there.
We don't, we can't do anything about the height. The height's the height.
It's just taking up the whole lot, too. It's just enormous.
Well, there's going to be some lot. I mean, there's steps in the front, but there's ground in the front. I mean, it's not like it's totally covered. And there's ground in the back. Part of that will be the driveway. And one of the things that's important to us is off-street parking. I don't think not many of these other houses here have off-street parking. They park in the street in front of their place if they can. So, you know, this is something that we're thinking about. This is going to take cars off the street.
But I don't understand why it's going to be on my street and not her street. Because there's a lot of kids. Now there's going to be four more cars coming up and down the street. Well, down the street because it's a long way.
Won't they both be her street?
Right.
I mean, really, the property goes from street to street. So
the address, though, is still Cornwall.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know if that's.
Are the other houses in this whole stretch, these five of seven houses, is this one, the subject, the only one that's over one story? Or are there others that are?
No, there are others. Most of them are two stories.
There was one right next to her.
Okay, so this would be the same.
The one right next to
but
her
they
house.
They don't have their driveways, their garages under their house.
Yes, they do. The house right next door, you have a two-car garage.
That's only a one story.
It is not.
All right, well, just one at a time, speaking, please. There are others, two-story houses, or two-floor houses with, and some of them have garages. A lot of them don't have garages, and having a garage is a large benefit in our minds. The contribution to traffic on North Street, I don't think, is an enormous impact on this. It's two cars at most, technically.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir. Please.
In.
Yes.
FEMA is really pushing for people to raise their houses.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. My house is raised, too, on North Street. But it's not raised that high.
Well,
but if you ever have to do something to spend a certain amount of money, FEMA's going to make the raising.
I mean, it's high. I've never had water in my house. It's high, but it's not that high. And it's proportioned to the lot. It doesn't take up, even the houses on the same street, like they may have their garages, but they're proportioned more to their lot. Their whole lot is not home.
Well, it makes more sense for a person who's investing in building a house to put a garage at the bottom of the level when it's approved by FEMA and
I'm just giving my
I understand.
It
I think you should anticipate that that's going to start happening all around you. You know, it's happening all over.
I get that, but I just want to give my point of view. I don't want to have to look outside and.
Well, you might want to raise your house.
It's high enough. I've never had water in 70 years.
Well, but you can still raise it.
You can still make it
bigger.
13.
Okay. All right, so we're going to close the public.
Oh, can I just say one more thing?
I'm not sure. No, wait a minute.
Oh, it's a
correction. Your testimony's done.
Okay.
So you want to close it? And then you can discuss it.
Make a motion? Do that? Okay, we're looking for a motion to close.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Thank you. And a second. Thanks.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Any deliberation? Everyone's... I get the feeling we're all kind of subtle. Okay. So we're looking for a motion. Do you want to review the?
Well, the there's six variances, three for pre-existing that are sought. 2,100 square feet where 4,000 is required. That's the lot area. Frontage of 30 feet where 50 is required. Depth of 70 feet where 75 is requested. Side yard of 6 and 8, this one's 6 and 4. Building coverage of 33 limit, and this one's 40%. And the front yard setbacks, which are 20 feet, but in this one it's 16 feet on the North Street side and 14 on the Cornwall Street side. Those are the variances sought. There is no height variance. There were some conditions talked about the six provisions in the engineer's report, which the applicant is willing to comply with. One of which is moving that air conditioning thing a foot up, which I'll refer to in the resolution if it's approved. The common patch for any road improvements. And the North Street driveway to be pervious. I don't think that's anywhere we've seen it. It was in the testimony. Let me just look and see this one again. I assume that.
So on
the apron will be cement or something.
Correct.
But the driveway itself will be water will seep through.
Correct.
Okay. The house will be shifted from the drawings to the west, so that the 6 feet.
6 feet will be on the east, and 4 feet will be on the west.
Yes. And of course, I have to revise the plans to show that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I had. I mean, on the assumption that it's an affirmative resolution, those are the things that I assume the board would want to include. Okay.
Who is making the motion? Did someone try it?
Do we have to say all that he just said?
No.
I was glad what he said.
No, I just want to say.
So moved.
Okay.
I'll by Mr. Fox.
I'll second it.
Yes.
And I'll second that.
Second by Ms. Ryan.
All in favor?
Roll call.
I'm sorry.
Ms. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Kutesh?
Yes.
Mr. Knox?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Brasnow?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we will do it. You don't have to come back next month.
Thank you.
We will do a resolution just like you heard us doing. Well, that fellow has to be here, that's unusual. And we will do the resolution. Yeah, I guess for that one item, yeah. Once it's approved, then you can, if you want to just make a note for yourself to contact Carolyn the day after the next meeting, it should be the first Friday in May. And then you can get the resolution. You can go to your plans. You have to revise your plans, of course.
You might as well
do that now if you want to get a rush in. Yes. And then you can take your plans and the resolution to the construction department to get your permit.
Great. Thank you so much. And thank you for helping me with my horrible letters that I couldn't get right.
this has become a year of the challenge for some reason.
I had to write it exactly the way he wanted, and I kept revising it wrong, and he kept correcting it like I was in school. I was failing.
You failed her?
He kept failing me. So do it over.
No, made an effort to simplify things. I wasn't.
It's like A, B, C, D. Just write this. I'm like, okay.
You know what the thing is there's nothing worse than, and I've seen it happen quite a few times, is people advertise and they do it themselves. And then they get to the meeting and the board attorney realizes.
We have that all the time.
Your advertisement is incorrect. It cannot be heard. I don't want to see people get mad.
Well, we offer to, if they want, to send it in advance. Usually that's sent once in advance.
But what do you want to do it on
not,
a flight?
Not, not for nothing, no.
I've actually seen
attorneys
mess them
up, too. I mean,
it was this big. I didn't have it enlarged.
I just spell something or mislead something or it's all cakes.
Second by Mr. Knox. Mr. Fox?
Roll call.
Mr. Fox?
Minutes.
Sure.
Mr. Grutash?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Braswell?
Yes.
We need more.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Yeah, they're mine.
What?